Experts are warning of a tsunami of superbugs on Australia's doorstep that are resistant to antibiotics. Three infectious diseases experts argue there's been a black hole in surveillance of these strains of bacteria. With more, here's Alison Branley.
Anthony Fox was a 37-year-old father of two with a career in the public service when a stroke knocked him down.
I had an operation called a craniectomy, and because of my brain that expanded so much, some of the frontal lobes are also removed.
But it was the infection that followed that's had a lasting impact on his life. During the brain surgery, he contracted antibiotic-resistant golden staph, officially called methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus, or MRSA.
My head has swollen up twice the size as I had previously. It's absolutely hell. The staph infection stopped me from doing a lot of the rehab.
While public health programs have seen cases of MRSA nearly halve in Australia since 2005, health experts are now worried about the next wave of superbugs on Australia's doorstep. Writing in today's Medical Journal of Australia, microbiologist Deborah Williamson from the Doherty Institute argues there's a black hole in surveillance of antibiotic resistance. She and colleagues have named four key infections that pose the biggest threat to Australians' health. One is caused by bacteria resistant to last-line antibiotics known as carbapenems, and cases of these infections rose 14% between 2017 and 2018. She's also named a yeast that doesn't respond to antifungals and a drug-resistant type of typhoid from Pakistan.
It's looking at sort of Darwinian struggle, I guess, as the survival of the fittest.
Associate Professor Williamson says she's most concerned about travellers from Southeast Asia with a strain of the sexually transmitted infection gonorrhea that's also resistant to antibiotics. She's worried about a lack of thorough testing, which means resistant strains are not being picked up.
We know that in Australia, for example, only between 15 to 30% of all gonorrhea notifications are associated with a culture. So that's a huge amount of information that we're missing.
Australian National University Professor of Infectious Diseases, Peter Collignon, says more monitoring is needed in waterways and agriculture. Antibiotic-resistant bugs in animal meat and water can find their way into the human gut and perpetuate a cycle of resistance.
There is basically a tsunami of these superbugs right at our doorstep. We need to see what is coming into this country. There's huge amounts of aquaculture, for instance, that comes in and other products, and they come often from areas with very poor water supplies.
A decade on from his infection, Mr. Fox is confined to a wheelchair and has lost his job and his marriage.
Fortunately for me, I was able to fight off the bug. Every day is a blessing.
As patient Anthony Fox, ending that report by Alison Branley.